Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, February 22nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks fell sharply to wrap up a weekly loss that saw the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all shed at least 1%. Weak economic data, plus more worrisome reports about the spread of coronavirus, marked Friday's action, as IHS Markit's flash reading for manufacturing and services business activity fell to its lowest level in more than 6 years, and existing home sales in the U.S. sank 1.3% in January. The week was also marked by a distinct flight to safety trade in gold, which has surged near $1,650 an ounce, and U.S. Treasuries, with the 30-year yield hitting a new all-time low Friday at 1.89% before closing at 1.91%. Apple became the first major U.S. company to say it won't meet its revenue projections for the current quarter due to the coronavirus outbreak. Work is starting to resume around the country, but we are experiencing a slower return to normal conditions than we had anticipated, the company announced, adding that stores which are open have been operating at reduced hours and with very low customer traffic. Apple had forecast revenue of $63 to $67 billion for the fiscal second quarter ending in March, ahead of estimates of $62.4 billion. Facing substantial challenges in its key markets, HSBC said it would cut 35,000 jobs and $100 billion in assets over the next 3 years, and incur $7.2 billion of costs because of the restructuring. Around 30% of our capital is currently allocated to businesses that are delivering returns below their cost of equity, said interim CEO Noel Quinn, adding that net profit at the bank fell 53% to $5.97 billion in 2019. HSBC also suspended buybacks for 2 years, but maintained its dividend, and announced it would close around a third of its 224 underperforming U.S. branches. Despite missing the Q4 consensus EPS mark, $1.38 versus $1.44, and comparable sales estimates, 1.9% versus 2.4%, Walmart shares rebounded during Monday's session, rising 1.5% to $119.63. CFRA analyst Garrett Nelson noted that while the EPS miss was only the second in 18 quarters, investors may have been prepared for the weak mark after Target's disappointing holiday sales update a few weeks ago. Walmart's sluggish holiday sales came despite continued online gains, as traditional retailers adjust to changing shopping habits. Continuing a years-long global restructuring, General Motors revealed it would wind down sales, design, and engineering operations in Australia and New Zealand, and retire the Holden brand by 2021. The company also announced that it had signed a binding term sheet with Great Wall Motor to purchase GM's Rayong vehicle manufacturing facility in Thailand, and would withdraw Chevrolet from the domestic market by the end of 2020. GM expects to take $1.1 billion in charges, mostly in the first quarter as a result of the actions, including $300 million in cash. The FOMC viewed current stance of monetary policy as appropriate to support sustained expansion of economic activity, strong labor market conditions, and inflation returning to the committee's symmetric 2% objective, according to the minutes of its January 28th through 29th meeting. Still, uncertainties remain, including those posed by the outbreak of the coronavirus, which warrants close watching. The Monetary Policy Setting Committee further indicated it could slow the $60 billion per month pace of Treasury bill purchases in Q2, and most Fed officials were comfortable with the proposal. Ramping up its stimulus efforts, the PBOC lowered its benchmark lending rates on Wednesday, cutting its one-year loan prime rate from 4.15% to 4.05%, and the five-year rate from 4.80% to 4.75%. The move followed the central bank's decision on Monday to lower interest rates on its one-year medium-term lending facility, funds the PBOC lends to financial institutions, from 3.25% to 3.15%. The 10 basis point reduction will help companies weather the damage from the coronavirus at the margins, said Julian Evans Pritchard, senior China economist at consultancy Capital Economics. NASA gave SpaceX the thumbs up to become the first company in its commercial crew program to send humans into space. Four privately paying space tourists will orbit the planet aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule in missions set for late 2021 or 2022. The space frenzy was also seen in the stock market. Shares of Virgin Galactic topped the $40 level during the week, recording a 100% gain over a record 8 sessions. Espousing increased financial discipline, Alphabet called it quits on efforts to build and monetize its Makani wind energy kites. It's the first project from X, Alphabet's moonshot factory, to be terminated since Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin stepped aside as leaders in December. The news follows Alphabet's disappointing earnings report, where the losses from its other bets category swelled to $4.8 billion in 2019, up from $3.4 billion the year before. L Brands confirmed a deal to sell control of Victoria's Secret in a transaction that values the lingerie brand at about $1.1 billion. Private equity player Sycamore Partners will buy 55% of the struggling business and take it private, while L Brands will retain a 45% stake that will include the pink chain. Alongside, L Brands chairman and CEO Leslie Wexner, the embattled billionaire who has run the retail company for more than 50 years, will step down from both roles but remain on the board. The most talked about deal of the week was Morgan Stanley's $13 billion acquisition of E-Trade, which sent the latter's shares up 21.8% on Thursday. It's the biggest takeover by a major American lender since the 2008 financial crisis, and highlights a continuing trend of Wall Street giants striving to get even bigger. The transaction will give Morgan Stanley a larger share of the online trading market amid a zero commissions war in the brokerage industry that has weighed heavily on profit margins. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.